Cairo stood at the entrance of the royal harem in the palace complex. He needed to see her. His love quest a knot skillfully folded clothes inside the room with her back facing him. When he got word that Vizier Nakhpatin was invited as a special guest at the palace for the festival, Cairo knew the gods must have orchestrated this reunion for him. He had to do everything in his power to see her. The festival kept everyone busy in celebration, and he knew they would have their privacy from the world for a while.
Anat asked in alarm as she spun around and looked at the vast figure at the entrance. Her stomach fluttered in anticipation as she watched Cairo unhurriedly move in and remove his padded skullcap, then walk toward her in silence. His stern face beamed lustrously under the room's reflection from an oil lamp burning faintly next to her bed.
Cairo put his padded skullcap, capesh, and rawhide shield gently on a lattice stool stationed next to the bed. He then stood and faced her for a moment before walking closer. He could tell she was still startled as she stared with him with her mouth ajar. He moved even closer and got a whiff of her distinct lily perfume he'd yearned to savor again. Cairo continued as he caressed her face with the back of his hand. Her face was as resplendent as he could remember. A beautiful gold headpiece rested on her head, and her loose linen nightgown disclosed her naked frame within it.
Anat threw her arms around his shoulders in embrace, suddenly oblivious of the panic she had been in a few minutes prior. She held him tight, aware that that precious moment was fleeting. She couldn't believe he was in front of her. Cairo wound his arms around her waist and held her to him, feeling her precious form unlocking his profound lust for her. She murmured, pulling back just enough to look into his daring eyes. His breath so close, she craved to taste him.
He caressed her cheek again and trailed her face with the back of his hand, fondling her bottom lip slowly and feeling their softness beneath his touch. He couldn't wait any longer. He leaned in and kissed her slowly and delicately, finally tasting the fullness and tenderness of her lips. Lips he'd dreamt about from the moment he saw her with her master, Vizier Nakhpatin, at his appointment ceremony by the king.
Anat felt her entire body arouse in desire, his lips firm yet gentle, her nipples hardened with the gradual intensity of his kiss. Cairo moved back slowly as he held her tightly to him. He sat down on a raised dais that was her bed. He parted her legs prudently and positioned her on his groin. She could feel his entire prick stiffen between her legs. She reached down to his tunic's drawstring and unraveled the knot, then slowly started pulling it off hole by hole. She felt his cock harden beneath his kilt with every pull.
Cairo leaned back on the bed and stared upward at her. His eyes marveled at her every move as she pulled the drawstring to the last hole, then pulled it off, leaving his chest bare for her. He sat up and she tenderly slid off his tunic vest and threw it on the floor.
Anat marveled at his bare chest and trailed her fingers delicately down to his groin. She felt his linen kilt grazing her skin underneath her nightgown.
Cairo sat up and circled her waist, resting his head between her bare chest as he held her tightly. He felt her heart racing between his ears. Fresh sandalwood incense filled the room, and the blend of the scent and her fragrance acted like an aphrodisiac to him. He looked up at her, and her hands cupped his face. He traced his hands down her back and cupped her buttocks, feeling their fullness as he squeezed them in delight. Her warm bridge grazed his bulging cock, and a knot let out a soft moan.
Oh. Anat ran her hands through his hair and pressed him to her chest. She felt his arms meticulously dig beneath her linen nightgown and caressed her thighs. He trailed her bare ass and squeezed them, parting them earnestly, and her juices betrayed her. He looked up at her and rubbed her bridge from the front to the back with his middle finger. Anat shuddered in surrender. He brought the same finger to his lips and sucked it ravenously, tasting her delectable juices in his mouth. He leaned in and kissed her zealously, glazing her lips with the taste of her juice in his mouth.
Cairo trailed his hands to the back of her neck and held her to him, sucking and gently tagging on her lips alternatingly. Anat closed her eyes and dipped her tongue in his mouth. He sucked on it intensely as their mouths skirmished in submission. Cairo placed light kisses on her neck, down to her chest, as his arms dug into her nightgown and caressed her silky skin up to her dainty breasts. He cupped and squeezed them in gratification, then circled and tugged her erect nipples gently. He pulled off her loose linen nightgown over her head, and her erect nipples called out to him. He took a second to marvel at the masterpiece before him, before burying his face in her chest. He sucked on one nipple as his hand fondled and squeezed the other. Anat quivered in exhilaration.
In one swift move, Cairo swiveled her and lay her on the bed, and she wound her legs around his waist in retort. He smiled coyly and positioned her so her head was resting on the bed's pillow stand that was layered with wool fabric for softness. He marveled at her form once again, then reached into his sporran and pulled out a white feather. Anat wiggled in excitement as he trailed her body with the feather from her neck to her bare breasts. He circled each nipple with the feather's tip, and this made her ache for him to take her. She watched him marvel at how his actions aroused to her.
Cairo said as he trailed the feather from her breasts down to her navel and then between her soaking vagina. Anat pleaded below her breath. She yearned to feel him inside her. Cairo said as he placed the feather on the lattice stool next to the bed, then gently removed her gold head chain and placed it next to the feather. Anat licked her lips in longing and watched his every movement. Cairo unraveled his linen kilt and his erect cock jutted between them. He lovingly watched her part her legs in response and positioned himself between her legs. On this night, they would become one. He slowly reached down his right hand and took his cock in his hand. He rubbed it gently along her slit, and she convulsed in passion. He used his left hand for support, then leaned down and took her right nipple in his mouth. He sucked it thirstily, circling his tongue around the nipple, then steadily tugged on it. He did the same to her right breast and did not moan aloud in pleasure.
Annette lost herself in Cairo's endearing torture and parted her legs wider for him. She longed to feel him drilling her walls with every stroke he posed along her dripping bridge. She held on to his neck and sat up slightly, motioning him to let her get on top. Cairo obliged to his ethereal queen, then swerved and laid on his back as Annette knelt between him, her full breasts dangling above him with erect nipples. He held her waist and trailed his hand up her navel, then cupped her tits in his hands, feeling their true fullness weighing in his hands. She twisted and rubbed her pussy on his swollen cock, and he moaned, gripping her tits harder in response. She positioned his tip on her gate and sank on it slowly, closing her eyes as she felt his fullness opening her beaver tenaciously. His surrender becoming louder and mystical as Annette rocked her hips back and forth in dominance. She perched her hands on his chest and slowly rocked her hips up and down, then back and forth, each time pressing harder to him until he was completely inside her. She shuddered in pleasure, taking a moment to feel his king fill her entirely.
Cairo looked up and watched dreamily as the love of his life made love to him. Her rhythm and motion awakened his every passion, and combining this with the sight of her naked frame, he felt his orgasm approach. He sat up and held her tighter than ever before as she rocked him again and again until they both exploded in pleasure. Annette trembled in his arms and embraced him in surrender. Cairo confessed as he caught his breath, then pulled back to look at her. Annette answered sorrowfully. She caressed his face and kissed him lightly, his cock still a prisoner inside her warm beaver. Cairo said, promising, as he caressed her face, then kissed her gently. Annette said alluringly as she broke off from the kiss and looked at him. He span her around and came on top of her, then caressed her face gently, losing himself in her gaze. He said as he placed a long, wet kiss on her lips, ready for the next round of ecstasy. Oh.
Oh. Ah.